This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozelle for Sunday, January 3rd, 2016. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio, waiting to take your phone call on any aspect of natural integrative therapeutics that you might have a question on. Perhaps you've had a problem with your health, you've tried, you've applied. Let's see if I can point you in a different direction and give you some things that you hadn't thought about. Call me, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to take your questions, and we have a lot of things to launch the new year. 2016 has begun. We are in the process. It is the third day, and we're moving on. And hopefully, you've had an opportunity to sit quietly and contemplate what your health will be like in 2016 and what you can do to move it forward. Remember, we talked a little bit last week about resolutions and commitments, and I just want to tweak and remind you that the difference between a resolution and a commitment is simply this. First, the similarities. They're both promises that you make to yourself. And one is that you generally say, I'm going to give up or quit something in your life that is irritating you. You know, I'm going to quit drinking. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to cut back on whatever. A commitment is to do something that is different than what you're doing right now. And it has time frames, and it has resources, and it has an absolute emotional presence to it. You know, the other day I sat with my staff, as we do on a weekly basis, and we went over these differences. We talked about purpose, we talked about passion, and we talked about presence. And all of these things have to do with what we talked about last week here on the radio about resolutions and commitments. See, you do what you do. Right now, you are perfectly equipped. You have all the things that you need to create and to accomplish that which you are creating and accomplishing right now. Do you hear what I just said? You have all the tools. You are perfectly designed to create everything that you have created up until now. The proof of the pudding simply is this. You got what you got. And it doesn't mean that you can't shift it, you can't change it, you can't make it better, but where you are right now is perfect. It's absolutely perfect. So, guess what? If you're not content with it, you've got to shift things. That's why we do this program. See, we want to give you tools. We want to give you the capacity to make sure you're not deluded, to give you the thought process of how do I make something different. Those of you who've known me for a long time have heard me say repetitively that my belief is simply this. As long as the human body is alive, that you're breathing, you're reproducing your cells, you get a chance to alter the outcome. We know that genetically, environments called epigenetics can change anything about you, providing that you make a decision first. Secondly, that you take the action steps. Third, that you have enough internal commitment to yourself that you're willing to do what it takes. See, when I ask patients, when they come into the practice, what do you really want? And many of them can tell me, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to get rid of my pain, I got headaches, I want to get rid of my pain, you know, that is in my low back, I have diabetes, I have heart disease, I have, you know, low blood sugar. The next question I often ask them is simply this. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want to make those changes? How bad do you really want it to go away? Seems like a silly question, doesn't it? Well, here's the reason I ask the question, that there is a price with what you really want. You can want something, and many of you can write the litany down. But how bad do you really want it? See, the price is that you're going to have to shift the image of who you are right now and recreate you. Because if you don't recreate you, ultimately you go back to what's comfortable, and that's the old you. And you do more of the same, and you get more of what you had before. See, so much what I see on a day-to-day basis in practice, as we talked about so many times, there's only three things that cause anything: injury, chemical exposures, and stress. They all are interrelated. And we can take the structural piece, the injury, down to you're not doing anything but sitting on your butt. Your body's breaking down because you're not moving. The most exercise you get is reaching for the remote or getting up and getting something out of the refrigerator. And then if you can get somebody to do it, you'll do that. And then the chemical side is sugar, sodas, coffee, black teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, GMOs. That's what our dietary patterns are made of in industrialized America. And the third is you listen to too many of the talking heads. They make you crazy. And instead of looking forward to something that's fantastic, superlative, great. You know, the other day we talked about what happened with us, meaning my family and my wife and those that I love around me over a period of years relative to moving forward. Because I got to where I am today because of the decisions that I made and the support systems that I have and so forth. But it was a vision. It was a vision. I lined that vision up and I allowed everything else in my life anchor onto that vision. So what I want for you in 2016 is simply this. I want you to recreate your vision of what it is that you want and then ask yourself a very simple question. How badly do you want it? Because you must understand that there is a price, that you're going to not hang out with some of the people that want to go to the local bar, that you're not going to be able to sit there and watch hours of television, that you're going to have to do something very different than what you've been doing all this time, because where you are right now has perfectly accomplished what your design was up until now. So we've got to do something different. Now, I want you to reach out to me, too. I want you to go to drtomroselle.com. That's drtomroselle.com. And I want you to send me a note and tell me what you're going to do to make a new vision, to create yourself differently. And then I'm going to make a suggestion or two if you do that. So if you're listening to this program, regardless of where you are in the country, regardless of where you are on this planet, do that. I challenge you to do that. DrTomRozell.com. Send me a note and I will tell you specifically what to do. We will answer all of your emails. Get that done. I have a lot of things I want to cover with you today. And we're going to answer your questions. The phone lines are already lighting up. We're going to get to them. We're going to talk about how to keep yourself strong and use your home as your gym. There's so much that you can do. People tell me, I can't get to the gym. I can't work out. I can't. Well, guess what? We're going to design your environment a little bit today to make a difference in your life. 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Bob, thank you for being very patient. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. I've had ADD tendencies, and both of my sons are taking ADD pills. I refuse to take pills. What do I need to do? What's the cause and what's the solution for ADD?
Well, there are many, many causes, and you know, from ADD to ADHD to learning difficulties, and you have to take each situation as an independent condition. But there's much more that you can do just on a basic level. So let me ask you a couple questions for you. First of all, how old are you?
85.
Okay, so you're at a place in your life that, you know, you've got a ton of stuff in your mind and your brain, and, you know, they kind of fly in there. And if you don't have control and compartmentalize things, you're going to feel like you're ADD. But given the fact that your sons have a problem with it as well. So let me give you some gentle guidelines, because there's a whole lot more than I'd have to know about you. But attention deficit disorder is one that basically manifests itself like you can't keep focused on one thing. And if that's been the condition your whole life, and by the way, let me tell you just from a personal point of view, When I was in school, I had to, and many years ago, if I'd been in today's society, they would have had me on Ritalin, and they would have had me on Adderall, and they would have had me on all kinds of medication. But I learned how to handle that and keep myself focused. So the first thing that you do with these conditions, the easy way of getting it done, is you have to begin to eliminate things that will jack up the nervous system. What do I mean by that? Well, my mantra that I just said to begin with, sugar, sodas, coffee, black teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, GMO products. You've got to keep the blood sugar stable in the body. That means a lot of proteins, a lot of vegetables. You got to get rid of the fast acting foods. You got to get rid of the sugars in the system. And you begin to organize that dietary pattern so that there's no abrupt ups or downs of insulin spikes or blood sugar spikes or cortisol spikes. The second thing that you need to do is you've got to exercise. Regardless of your age, no matter what's younger, the better, obviously, if you start early on. But exercise producing the neurotransmitters that we need in the body are absolutely one of the primary things. Get out and walk. Stretch. At your age, you can stretch, you can walk, you can do very gentle chair yoga, you can do a lot of things like that. If you do it on a day-to-day basis, your body will do that. When you're reading, sit down with a pen or a piece of paper and take notes. That's what I had to do when I was in college, and I graduated with a double major, pre-med and pre-law, and I had to take notes on everything. I wrote icons, I took them in outline form, and things that force me to listen and to pay attention and so forth. Now, dietary supplementation. One of the things that I use with many patients are omega fatty acids, and you have to have them at very high levels. The omega-3s, the omega-6s, CLAs, DHA, and so forth. You're not my patient. I can't tell you their dosages, but I can tell you that they're at very, very high levels. Taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E, is known to help regenerate and repair neurological tissue. Another thing that can be added to the system. You want to calm the body. Magnesium, particularly in the malate form with levels of a phosphatidyl form of B6, will also calm the brain down and allow that ADD type of presentation to begin to be modified. But there's many things that you can do, but that's where you start. You clean up the diet, you get a little exercise, you start adding some natural supplementation to the system, and you try to focus specifically forcing your body. You know, some of us, for example, people learn better auditorily. Some people learn better by putting their hands on things. People learn better by watching things and so forth. When I was going to school, if I had to go to class because if I didn't hear it and see it at the same time, I was in trouble. So I had to adapt, and I did the same. I would read out loud to myself until, you know, I strengthened that muscle where I could actually assimilate information very quickly. And today, you know, between my practice, teaching all over the world, the radio show and so forth, I've got to constantly be on the mark and read and put information in. So that's where I would tell you to start. Bob, if I can help you in any way, go to drtomrozell.com, send me a note, and I'll try to be a little bit more specific. But hopefully that will help. But those are the guidelines. There's much more. But again, it has to be individualized. It has to be specific. But adding the omega fatty acids at a very high level, getting the blood sugars stabilized in the body. You have to heal the gut, by the way. The intestinal system's got to be healed. Why? Because it has 80% of your neurological chemistries. That's where they're produced, and they have a broad-based effect on your body. Inflammatory levels have to come under control. You've got to be able to put things together. So those are basics. A lot more than that. We actually could spend a whole program on nothing more than that topic, but I hope that gives you some focus, some ideas. We're going to talk about your home as your gym or your spa or your exercise area because, you know, so many patients tell me that they don't have time to get to the gym. They don't have time to exercise. Well, let me tell you something. You have time no matter where you're at, whether it's your office, and we could say athletes in industry in your office. Well, we're going to make it athletes in industry and athletes in your home, and we're going to talk about what you really can do. We're going to grab that when we come back after some very important messages, and we'll take the rest of your phone calls. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell live. Indeed, I'm in studio. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to take your phone calls. Want to remind you, if you'd like to get a hold of me when I'm not here at the studio. You can do it very simply. Go to drtomroselle.com. That's drtomroselle.com. drtomroselle.com. And by the way, I'd like to thank a lot of you who acknowledged the purchase of my book, Ageless Health. Health is a Do-It-Yourself Program. It's been out for about 3 years. And we've sold many copies throughout the country and throughout the world. And it continues to be one of the best books that you can get that will take you through and explain integrative and natural therapeutics. It'll show you how to reprogram your thought process. It'll give you some guidelines and very, very well referenced and bibliographied. So you can get that, by the way, from the website. You can go to drtomroselle.com. You can get it from Rozelle Center for Healing as well and give them a call, and they'll be more than happy to ship it out to you. But I really appreciate those of you who acknowledged it and reached out. Thank you very, very much. We're going to talk about your home as your gym a little bit here. You know, so many of you say that you don't have the opportunity. You're too old. You can't do this. You can't change. Well, listen, as I said earlier, if you're breathing, you can do anything. You can change something about your body. You have so many years on the planet. None of it is predicted. You don't know whether you got tomorrow or you got 1,000 days from now. But I've always lived my life. I have at least another 100 years, and I have to make sure that the machinery called me stays in a place where it can handle whatever life throws against it. So here's what you do, okay? If you're sitting, stand up. That's all. Stand up and walk around. Walk up and down the stairs. Most of us live in two-story homes. And if you don't, just get up and walk. So if you're used to sitting all day long and sitting there drinking a cup of coffee and, you know, flicking the remote and doing nothing else, get your butt up. Start walking. You know, when you go to the shopping centers, you know, park your cars at the end of the lot and walk to the door. I often will park at the end, even though that there's many spaces available, just so I can walk. When I go to my building, I go to work, we are up on the third floor, I park at the bottom and I walk up the stairs, I walk down the stairs. I don't take the elevator ever. And if there was more stairs, I would do that. My house, I go up and down stairs all day long. And you have to begin to do the same thing. You need to stretch. If you're sitting in a chair, you can turn your head to the right as far as you can go. You can turn your head to the left as far as you can go. You can put your hands on top of your head and your elbows out and bend and twist from your waistline. Look all the way to the right. Look all the way to the left, moving your rotation. You can sit in a position where you can pull your knees up. You can stretch that way, one knee at a time. You can spread your knees way out and push against your hands. Now, have I told you anything you can't do within about 25 to 30 seconds? No, none of those things take a long time. You can do lunges. For those of you who are used to genuflecting in church, that's all I'm telling you to do is genuflect. Keep your head straight and your hands to your side. Genuflect on one leg, flip it over, and genuflect on the other knee. And get back up and do it repetitively. And you're really brave. Start walking that way. Genuflect, stand up. Genuflect, stand up. Genuflect, stand up. And you can start moving forward and you start getting some resistance. Tighten your butt. Sit there and tighten your buttocks and squeeze those butt muscles because they will help you walk up and down stairs and move forward faster. So you have little things that you can do all the time. Get to the kitchen counter and push up on the counter and stretch your body. You can do something called a plank, a modified plank. You can put your arms on the counter, straighten your body, take your legs about 3 feet away from the counter and make it look like a board that is leaning against the counter and hold it there. You don't have to get on the floor to do these things. It's, you know, they're easy to do. Hold on to the doorknob and bend forward and kick. Don't kick. Just raise your leg out backwards and bring it back down, and then you bring your other legs up backwards. So you start out, you're like at a 45-degree angle, actually 90-degree angle, and you're holding onto the doorknob, and you raise your back leg as straight as you possibly can get it and hold it there. Count for five, and then do the other one. Count for five, and do it repetitively back and forth. Now, when you really get brave, lay down on the floor, flat on your back. Well, you say you can't get up? Well, yeah, you can. You can turn over on your stomach and push yourself up and do it that way. So that's an exercise too. You can lay down and try to sit up. If you can't sit up, then turn over in your stomach and push yourself up with your hands and knees. So what I'm saying, if those of you who are really in a bad place, there's always something that you can do no matter what. So give it a shot. Try. Begin to do something. get out and walk, and then ultimately graduate to the place where you can walk at least 2 miles a day. Now, did you hear me say how fast? No, just walk. You can walk around the house, you can walk up and down, get yourself one of those pedal meters, you know, that you know how many steps you're taking, and walk, and just do that. Last thing that I'm going to mention that you can do is breathe deeply. The majority of you that are listening to me are shoulder and chest breathers. You need to breathe on your lower abdominal area. You need to expand that lower rib cage. Put your ladies' right hand on your belly button, left hand on top. Guys, left hand on your belly button, right hand on top. And I want you to breathe in as deeply as you possibly can, but you have to make sure that your belly is pushing your hands away. If not, you're breathing from your chest, and you're only using about 40% of your vital capacity. 60% is missing. That's the lower portion of your lungs and your rib cage. So let's work on those things. There's a whole lot more. I'm going to talk more about that as time goes on. But for right now, we have to take a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I am in studio, 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Love to take your phone calls. You can always find me when I'm not here at drtomrozelle.com. That's drtomrozelle.com. Love to talk to you. So if you have the opportunity, send me a note. And by the way, tell me what you think about the program and what you'd like to hear and see if we can make that happen for you. Keith, you've been very patient. How can I help you, sir?
Hi, Dr. Rozelle. I have a question. I want to find out, are there benefits to using one of these water machines that it's, has something to do with changing the alkaline or pH properties of water through electrolysis?
There are, but you got to be careful with them. And my opinion, I've had them. I've got them at the house. I've got things that, you know, do all kinds of funky things to water. So here's, let me just give you kind of a general guideline. The water in our communities are generally very acidic, and it's because of all the exposures to the environment, the rain. You have in the hills of Pennsylvania, you've got coal, and you know you have the runoffs, and so you have mercury discharging. If they burn coal, you have something called mercuric oxide, which is very toxic. We live in a water reclamation area in Washington, particularly if you live inside the Beltway and you've got water being dumped into the system that comes from your sewer. They reprocess it, and you know they allow so many particles per million, but you're still getting stuff in, and a lot of it's cumulative. You're getting drugs. If anybody's on hormone replacement, the body doesn't handle it all. They throw it into the water. These filtering systems don't get rid of everything. I mean, the municipal filtering systems. So you've got all of this stuff coming at you, so the water becomes extremely acidic. Now, if you drink water out of plastic, you're getting xenoestrogens. As soon as the plastic changes from hot to cold, which it does in transportation and so forth, you're releasing xenoestrogenics into the water. So you have all this stuff in there. So the best thing is to filter water and to try to get rid as much of this nonsense as you possibly can. In my house, the water is filtered coming into the house, and it's filtered at the sink. So we double filter. Do we get rid of everything? Probably 99%, but there's still stuff. Reverse osmosis filtering will get rid of most of it. Now, let's go to your question relative to alkaline water. I mean, we could talk about this like forever, but here's the situation. Alkalinity is necessary for your body to survive. So if you have a diet that's really high in junk, if you have a lot of other stresses in your life which causes body to be more acidic, if you have chronic pain patterns, which will cause the body to be acidic, and you're not willing to make any changes, then alkaline water can be of a benefit. So there's, and I'm not recommending, I'm just going to mention one. There's the Kagan filters that are out there. And like I said, I don't recommend that over another. If you get me, you know, behind closed doors, I may tell you. But the issue with these things is people have a knee jerk, and they tend to drink way too much alkaline. They'll take it up to 10, or they'll take it up to 9, or they'll take it up to 8.5. Your normal body pH should be at 7.3. So as much as you can cause disease processes from the body being too acidic, you can also cause the body to go into disease or degradation from going into a high state of alkalosis. and that's not okay. Remember, I don't know if you've ever had any experience raising a garden, but you know, you'll put lye in the garden to break up the acidity to get it back to neutral or slightly alkaline. But if you put too much lye in the garden, it actually burns the garden just like acid burns the garden. It'll do the same thing to the body. So you want to keep it, you know, if you know your water is very, very acidic and you want to use your home water, yeah, there are probably good filtering systems that are there. And, but you don't want that water, you know, too highly alkalinized. European mountain water that comes in glass containers, not plastic, are alkaline. And, you know, they're slightly alkaline. They're about 7.3, 7.4. You know, the one misnomer, there's a lot of marketing garbage that goes on. For example, Fiji water, it says on the bottle, it says 7.5 or 7.3 at the source. Well, that means with the water that's coming out of the spring there, they measure it and it is alkaline. As soon as they put it into the bottle and they ship it, it becomes acidic. And if you take a pH paper and you check it, you open it up before you drink it and check it, you're going to find that it's less than 7. It's going to be about 6.9, 6.8. You know, it depends on how much hot, cold it's been exposed to over a period of time. So you got to be really careful with marketing. And so are alkaline filters decent? Yeah, they have a benefit. And there are times where I'll tell patients, you know, that they really want to get a lot of alkalinized water. But the bottom line is it has to start with your diet and it has to start with your lifestyle. I would at least minimally filter your water, try to get it as neutral as you can. In the office, you know, we have water that's filtered there, and I wouldn't drink any municipal water around here or drink coffees or teas or eat soups that are made with, you know, municipal water without being filtered. It's just, it's going to wreak havoc in your body, and that's something else that you have to deal with. So alkalinization, it's a good thing as long as you're not taking it, to an extreme. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. So filtered water is better than the bottled water?
Yeah, filtered water, a good filtering system. And then you want to get yourself, the hard plastics, you know, the BPH-free plastics and so forth. Those are decent. They have other things in them. If you walked into my treatment rooms, you know, I usually work out of two rooms all day long seeing patients, and I have two bottles of water, and they're very heavy plastic, but it has filtered water from the office, and I drink those all day long. And at the house, the same thing. I always drink out of a glass, never drink out of plastic, and I do that regardless of where I go. I have water in the car. You know, if you see my wife, Sue, she's already got a hard plastic container. She's got water with her all the time. I tease her. I tell her she's bringing her pacifier with her. But the thing of it is, we need water. We need alkaline water, but you don't want to go too alkaline.
Okay.
All right?
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your call. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to take your phone calls on anything that we could do for you. Talking about, and we're going to get back to your phone calls, so, you know, hang in there. I promise you we'll talk to you. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the things that are out and about and things that you need to be aware of. And somebody asked me the question the other day, again, I know I've mentioned it before on the program, about the different types of fish oils, you know, the omega-3s, the omega-9s, omega-6s, and so forth. And they all have to be in specific ratios for your body to utilize them properly. Your omega-6s, if they're unbalanced with omega-3s and 9s, you're going to get more problematic situations. You're going to get more oxidative damage and stress. They're there for specific reasons. But fatty acids, omega-3s, 6-9s, DHAs, CLAs, and so forth, come from many different things, not just fish oils. In the practice, we use fish oil. We use emu oil, you know, the stupid bird from Australia, but it has to be a very specific source. We use that thing. We use borage oil. We use flax. And, you know, there's other resources. You can get them from plant sources, but you have to be very careful with what you do. But fish oils, you know, so many of them are polluted. They're loaded with contaminants. They have huge levels of rancidity simply because they've been laying around so long. And you have to be really careful. So you have to know where they come from. You know, are they cold water? Or are they coming from areas that have a lot of pollution to them? You need to ask those questions. There are products that I won't touch, and patients say, what do you think about this? I said, don't even let me see you do that because it's garbage. If you're going to take fish oils, the level should be around 2,400 milligrams of EPA, DHA a day. And that comes from many sources of, nutritional masters. They said, you know, at least that level, there are patients that are depending on what the condition is, that they would put them on a whole lot more than that. You know, most consumers are unaware of a lot of problems that were really uncovered years ago that I've been trying to point your attention to. Supplementing with fish oil can be first misleading because there's insufficient amounts of EPA and DHA. And that happens because some of the fish oil promoters, pretend that their low potency products contain enough omega-3s to provide benefits. And the truth of it is it doesn't. It's possible, you know, that the EPA DHA ratios that you needed, it's almost impossible. Let me start with that. It's almost impossible to get it into one or two small capsules. Not happening. You've got to take a lot of this stuff to make it work. Fish oils, are very different in, you know, one product to the other. As I said, we use many. It depends on the condition, which one we use. Guys who have prostate problems, I'm not going to give them a fish oil per se. I'm going to go more to a borage and flax type of thing. Women and men, but you see it a lot more in women who have dry eyes. They need very high levels of flax and borage oil. Also, we find that the emu oil works really very, very well. So there's a lot of things that you have to take into consideration. If you're getting fish oils from fish farms, the chances are that they're probably not good. The ones that are coming from really cold sources way up into the, you know, the northern parts of Alaska, krill oils are great, simply because you got to go way north, you know, you got to go way above, you know, the Canada into the northern climes to get krill. Now they're trying to farm them. Don't do it. You know, make sure that they're coming from open areas. The problem is, and why we have to supplement with so many different things, is our food sources are terrible. They're horrible. And to the extent that we continue to degrade and leach our environment of all the necessary ingredients that food and plants and animals and fish need, then we're going to have to supplement. But then supplementation becomes one of these marketing disasters. So you have to figure out, you know, where they're coming from, where they're getting it done, and so forth. Charlie, how can I help you, sir?
Yes, Dr. Rozelle, thanks for having such a good show. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, my friend.
I had blood tests for my blood viscosity, and I found that I have hypercoagulation. And I want to know, they want me to take heparin as a blood thinner. What's your take on heparin?
A lot of side effects with heparin, my friend. Heparin is used in a couple different situations, but, you know, let me give you the nasty on it first so you know. I'm not going to intervene in what your doctor tells you to do, but having said that, there's other things that you can do instead of that. But it can give you numbness and weakness throughout the body. It can all of a sudden start giving you this sudden severe headache. It has to do with its effect on the blood vessels. It can cause slurred speech. Again, this comes from the effect that it has in the brain. It can cause clotting. You can start coughing. You can start wheezing. Your body will kind of try to sidestep that by breathing much more rapidly. If it gets really bad, you can start coughing up some blood. You can end up with clotting in your legs. All of those things are the side effects. And there's many more, by the way. Those are the ones that just come on the top of my head pretty quickly because we see that kind of nonsense all the time. So what I would suggest that you do is, how old are you first?
64.
Okay. You need to deal with somebody who really knows their stuff and can give you the advice of what's out there in a natural. Again, I don't know enough about you, and I'm hesitant to say do this because I don't know, you know, your entire background. You get in to see somebody like Sue in our nutrition department, and Sue knows functional medicine nutrition probably better than anybody around this area, and she can begin to guide you. We can also tell you whether something can be done or not, and, you know, work with the physicians. There's some good functional medicine docs out there who really understand, you know, the pathways. But heparin is not one of those things that you take and forget about. It's one of those things that you take and make sure that you check the side effects regularly. I would begin with, and if it's not, if you're not already watching your diet very carefully, meaning making sure that you're eating as alkaline as you possibly can, decreasing you know, the sugars and the fats in your diet. I mean, the trans fats and so forth. You have to make sure that your body is being nourished properly. Get out and start doing some walking. If you don't do anything at all, you'll find that the need for things like this will begin to go away. And then, you know, you demand that your doctor retest you, take another look at you, see what really shows up.
Before I get retested, I was thinking of doing some natural blood thinners like CoQ10, vitamin E, and fish oil, things like that.
Well, they do. Coenzyme Q10 is not a blood thinner. What CoQ10 does is it works with the mitochondria. It's the nutrition that the mitochondria within each cell needs, specifically in the heart. And, you know, we put patients on up to 600 milligrams of CoQ10, depending on what their situation is. If you're taking any kind of statin, you're depleting your body's coenzyme Q10. If you're taking aspirin, you're depleting your CoQ10. Heparin is also going to demand that you need some CoQ10, but your omega fatty acids, you have to take them at very high levels. But it first starts with lifestyle change, my friend. So you have to have somebody that can guide you, knows what they're talking about, and can take you in the direction that you need to go. That's where I would start if I was in your situation. Again, you're right. There's things that can be done. I would encourage you to explore that. If we can be of assistance to you at the Result Center, please let us know. You know, make an appointment with Sue, and we'll guide you, and we'll tell you the doctors that are there that can make a difference. Charlie, thank you for your phone call. I hope that was useful to you. But yeah, heparin is not a great drug. It's, in my opinion, it's used for certain things for a short period of time. But the side effects, you know, the blood effects of that are crazy, and you know, it's called a white clot syndrome, and it can cause all kinds of nonsensical type of thing, from skin breaking down to gangrene. It's not fun. You really need to have somebody help you and guide you. And again, I have to be very careful because you're not my patient, and you need somebody to walk you through this and then work with some people who really understand that. Colette, thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hi, Dr. Roselli. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my friend. How can I help you today?
I called you last week regarding my back going to have surgery, and I emailed you to give me the reference. I haven't received yet anything, and I want to get a second opinion before I do the surgery.
Okay, you will. I shut down from the day before New Year's till today, so you will hear from me by tomorrow.
So I already sent the email. I don't know.
Well, ask the question, and let's see if we can deal with it.
I need a doctor. I mean, my back, I have this bulging disc that I'm supposed to have a surgery.
Okay. All right. So that I will get you off the air because I don't want to recommend anybody on the air, but I will give you a name of somebody that can evaluate you. I'll tell you what I would do. And again, I apologize to you. Every once in a while, I shut down for 2-3 days, and I did this week. It's been a long time. So New Year's Eve, I didn't even go in. I just took it easy, and I'm finally coming above water today. Back to the radio program and getting done. Colette, you will hear from me, and I promise you I will get you that reference. I apologize to you. But every once in a while, even I need a little break. Doesn't happen too often, but once in a while, once in a great while. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live. We're coming up to a break. If I can help you in any way, stay tuned. Don't go away.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Roselle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live. I've been in the studio taking your phone calls, lots of them today. We've got a couple still sitting up there, but let's see what we've got time for. 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. As always, and with the exception of my being purposely lazy, purposely, the last few days, and I beg your forgiveness. It was time for me to shut down. Just had to do it. Just, you know, it was enough already. And, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in the office, I see patients, and then I start prepping for the week. If I'm in town, you know, I'm in the office, I'm answering your questions, and usually I get to them. Sometimes I have time during the week, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I get to it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you know, when I'm done here today. When I'm done here today, I'm going to go watch the Redskins play because I have a vested interest in a couple of players that I take care of. So I want to make sure that they're playing well, and since they're going in the playoffs, I got to make sure that they're intact. You know, got to make sure that we win again. Yes, we want to see the Redskins win again. You know, every Sunday I do this program at 12 o'clock, and I want to tell you why. And that's Eastern time, by the way. I'm sorry. I keep forgetting that there's so many out in California, and they're all over the place. But we do this program for one major reason. You have a right to know the information that can save and change your life and that of your family. You need to be encouraged to be the one who is responsible, to be the captain of your ship. That's why I wrote my book, Ageless Health. Health is a do-it-yourself program. It truly is. Remember I said earlier in the show that you're fully equipped to do what you need to do, that you have all the resources, you have everything, that you can change anything as long as you're breathing? I mean, do you really understand that? You get that? You need to take control and not believe the talking heads, because it's all hype. It's all garbage. Remember what I've tried to encourage you to do. When you hear something out there, ask the question, why did they say it? What did they have to gain by it? And who wrote the check? See, it's the last piece that tells you the story. You know, it's the gain money game. You got to figure out why behind all of this nonsense. When you can figure it out, then you can really begin to say, maybe they don't have my interest at heart. And then, you know, when anybody tells you something that's absolute 100% all the time, I can promise you it ain't so. It's not something that I would hang my hat on or risk my family's life on. Not the way it's supposed to be. Let me tell you something. Things make a difference when you have information to change the course of your health. That's why we do this program. And that's why we'll continue to do this program. And that's why you have the right to know. Laura, how's my friend?
Hello, Dr. Tom Rizal.
How are you?
I'm okay. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, my friend. What's going on?
Well, I have a real quick question about the laser on the back for people who have spinal stenosis.
Okay.
And herniated disc or sciatica, all kinds of spinal problems.
Yes.
Is laser a good thing to do?
It depends, Laura. It depends on whether the lesion, the stenosis, is isolated or not. It depends on if there's other complications. Not all cases respond well to stenosis. So, you know, for our listeners that are hearing this, what we have to tell them is stenosis is a narrowing of the canal, you know, where the nerve comes out, and it can be narrowed because of a decrease in disc height. It can be narrowed because of spurs and calcification. It can be narrowed because of scar tissue. Now, if it's very straightforward, the laser, it's called debridement with laser. It can burn out this stuff, but it has to be done. Nobody would put a laser in my spine unless they've done thousands of these. And there's some people around that really do a good job. And there are things that can be done with a laser that other methods of surgery cannot be done. But it has to be a situation in all cases, there has to be, that's the last option. There are no other options.
Yeah, because my brother had a back surgery and his spinal stenosis returned worse than it was. And he can't move, he can't sit up, he lives in Tennessee, he was he's a retired...
That's the problem. Most surgeries, remember, once you cut, and the surgical procedure itself is damaging because of their cutting tissue, scar tissue forms, and, you know, they're taking pieces out, and sometimes they fuse it with metal, sometimes they fuse it with screws, sometimes they take bone from other parts of the body and they grind it up and they put it into the system, and then it's not a natural procedure, and it does have its consequence. Once you fuse a segment, the motion, the ability of that segment to move is gone, and the motion goes above and below the one that you just operated on. With laser surgery, I don't know, particularly in the situation that you're talking about with your brother, whether there's help or not. Don't know, Laura. You're going to have to, you know, what you can do is send me a note, and I'll tell you a couple people that I trust that do that type of procedure, and then you can follow through and see if, you know, that's a fit for you. Again, there's no one-size-fits-all ever. And unfortunately, we're coming up to the end of the program again, and I'd love to talk to you longer, but we can't do that. I'm here every Sunday, 12 noon, bringing you the same important information and more of it. This is Dr. Tom Rizal. Love you all. Bye.